Welcome to the Cold Steel Surgical Podcast with your hosts, Amir Farouk and Chad Ball.
Welcome back to the final installment of our CARMS 2023 series. This is a rebroadcast from our conversation with Dr. Tracy Scott, co-program director of the University of British Columbia General Surgery Residency Program. Enjoy.
Dr. Scott, thank you so much for joining us on Cold Steel today. We really appreciate you taking out the time and to highlight the University of British Columbia General Surgery Residency Program. Can we just start by asking you to tell us a little bit about the UBC program?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me today. UBC is... I think a great program, mostly because of the residents and the faculty we have. It's really a truly provincial program. We have over 40 sites for our residents to come to work, live, and play in. We have a mix of common general surgery. We have trauma. We have complex surgical oncology. There's hepatobiliary thoracics. Pretty much anything you can think of to do surgery-wise, you know, we have here. So we're really excited to be able to give our residents that experience. One of our other key factors is we have a longitudinal endoscopy program. So we have a really good relationship with GI and our general surgeons that do colonoscopy. So that's really exciting for our general surgery residents. And then, you know, beyond the clinical expertise, we really have time for our residents to do research and to do their academics. And we have innovative programs that they do each year. So when every year residents come, they do a different course. So in first year, they have CRASH. In second year, they have an innovation week. Third year, they have RISE. And they also have a cultural safety course. So we're really excited about what we're able to offer our residents.
You know, Dr. Scott, UBC General Surgery has been known for being very dynamic and innovative over the past, at least 10 years and probably longer. I'm curious, based on the culture of that innovation and the culture of that sort of forward thinking, where most of your residents end up once they're done in terms of fellowship versus community practice, as well as the mix of those scenarios?
Yeah, I would say it changes kind of on a yearly basis. But if you look at it overall, about half of our residents go into fellowship, and you know that could be in anything all across North America. And then about half of them go into practice right away, and that could be at an academic center or in a community site. So I would say it's about half and half.
Dr. Scott, how many applicants do you take a year, and what are the qualities of in prospective applicants that you're looking for?
We normally get about somewhere between 100 to 130 applications, depending on the interest in general surgery in a year. We really want to have residents that are interested in general surgery and have a growth mindset. So we use the term zone of proximal development a lot. So we want people that have a curious mind, that are going to be coachable, and that, you know, really want to learn how to be an excellent general surgeon.
That's such a great outlook. And I think so important, obviously, in surgical training, there's no doubt. I think probably all of us across the country and all the applicants know a fair bit about Vancouver, but I'm curious what your thoughts on your city are, number one, and number two, what some of the things available to prospective residents would be, you know, on days where they're not working in the hospital, for example.
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. I come from Newfoundland, so I was totally enamored with Vancouver when I came. Just having the ability to be in the city, but in 20 minutes, you could be in the mountains, you could be in the ocean, you could have summer, you could have winter, you know, all close around you. And then also have all the elements of city life. So, you know, you can go to a play, you can go out for dinner, you can go shopping. So I just love that you have such a variety of things, no matter what you're interested in.
What opportunities are there for research for future applicants?
Yeah, so some of our residents will actually take a research year, and that could be multiple years. We actually have a couple of residents that are doing their PhD right now within their residency program. But even if you don't want to do a dedicated research time, we do have a lead surgeon who gets involved with all of the residents in their first year and really finds out what is their baseline of research, and they need to complete at least three research projects over their time here. So again, we want to make sure that people have that, you know, intellectual curiosity and can follow through with a plan and make sure they can read the literature. So you can kind of do as little or as much as you want, as long as you get through the baseline, but it's an important part of our program.
That's great that you guys have that flexibility in general. It's wonderful. I think our last question for you, Dr. Scott, is, you know, for the prospective applicant, once again, what's the one thing or a few things that maybe would surprise them that really they wouldn't know about in terms of coming to Vancouver and particularly to the UBC program?
I think the one thing that we always like residents to know is that this is a very resident-focused program. And so all of our innovation and our evaluations and our assessments are done as a team. So we always think that our residents are the strength of our program. And we do a lot of feedback sessions and we get a lot of information from them. And so the program that you see now is not going to be the program you're going to see in 5 years, because we like to change with the residents that are here and the residents that are coming in and making sure that we can make it the best residency for each individual resident. And I know that, you know, you're going to get good training no matter where you go across Canada. So I really think that the residents need to find the right fit for them. And so talk to the residents that you're that are at the program that you're at and see, can you actually stay at that program for, you know, 5 or more years. Search of residency is long. And if you're happy in it, then, you know, you can, it'll make it so much better. If you're really unhappy in the location that you're at, it's going to make it so much harder. So I think you really need to find the right fit. And, you know, I think that's something that our residents really like to talk about as well. And we really think of UBC as a family. And so, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, everybody comes in with that same attitude that they're going to support each other.
You've been listening to Cold Steel, the official podcast of the Canadian Journal of Surgery. If you like what you've heard, please leave us a review on iTunes. We'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and feedback. So send us an email at podcast.cjs@gmail.com or tweet at us @CanJSurge. Thanks again.